Relaxing and breathing. Just getting comfortable in our bodies and in our chairs. Feeling the contentment. Being in a circle of people who are optimistic and forward-thinking. Feeling the energy that's in this room right now. The love that we brought in with us. The appreciation that we have for each other. The celebration of life that we do here twice a month, year in and year out. Connecting with that energy of these past meetings and how this meetup brings together people who appreciate each other so deeply. Feeling what it feels like to be present in that love that we walk into when we connect with our friends. Some of us have been coming here for a while, and we know how good it feels. Some of us are newer and are learning that this is a place where love is spoken freely through our discussion of just how good life can be. And so our meditation today is about feeling loved. Abraham talks about the great love that is here for us and mentions it at the end of every workshop. There is great love here for you, they say. What does it mean to us that non-physical has great love for us? How deeply are we able to tap into the love that our inner beings feel for us? Let's take a little time to tune ourselves to that vibration of being loved, to open to the possibility of living in and with and feeling the love that our inner beings send to us in every moment. One of the powerful ways we are loved is that every emotion we have is a direct signal from our inner being, reminding us if we're going in the direction we want to go or not. Feeling that love right now, we notice that our feelings are completely responsive. Every day, all day, every night, all night, every day, all year, every month, every decade of our whole lives, our inner being is instantaneously responsible to every thought we have. Imagine what that means. It means we are endlessly attended to, that the universal presence is conscious of us, adoring us, loving us, and guiding us in every moment. What does it feel like to feel loved? Notice whether your knowing about your inner being is an intellectual knowing or a felt sense, a visceral knowing. See if you can feel that divine energy flowing into your life. What does it feel like to feel loved? When I know that I am loved, I feel warm. I feel comforted. I feel safe and secure. When I feel loved, I feel relaxed. I feel present in the moment. I feel open to new possibilities. When I feel loved, I feel eager for the next adventure. I feel able to take a risk. I feel confident in who I am. When I feel loved, I feel serene. I feel calm and tranquil. I feel spacious in my mind and open in my heart. I feel relaxed in my body. When I feel loved, I feel available to what's happening now. I feel aware and awake and alive and responsive, receptive, and perceptive of what's going on in my surroundings. When I feel loved, I feel deeply, deeply cared for. I feel connected to Source. When I feel loved, I remember that Source always loves me. That there may have been moments when I didn't feel loved, but there never was ever a moment when I was not loved. And it reminds me that feeling that love is a perceptual thing. It's the opportunity to open, to receive, to allow love to flow to me from the inside out. Abraham calls it being hugged from the inside. What does it feel like to be hugged from the inside? Tapping into that divine energy and feeling it simply wash over you. A powerful wave of love from the universe, directed just to you in this very moment. And simultaneously directed at everyone else. We are each the center of the universe. We are each infinitely loved by Spirit, Source, Inner Being. Love is the ocean in which we live and breathe. And Abraham's helping us learn to perceive that ocean more powerfully. What does it feel like to feel loved? What does life look like when you live knowing you are loved? Now I am loved. I am willing to open to new possibilities, to new doors, to new friends, to new experiences, to new feelings, to new talents. I am also willing to open and be receptive to the love that comes to me from the outside, to hear the voices of children, to see the sparkle in the eyes of a bunny rabbit, to feel the wind and the sun on my face, to feel loved just being on the planet. What does it feel like to live loved? Ask yourself now, if you truly knew you were loved, if you embodied that feeling more hours of the day, what change would it make in your life? Perhaps you already feel loved. How wonderful that is. Love is the very essence of our being. We have the capacity to love and be loved in every moment. Notice if you already feel loved and allow in a little more. For love is not an on-off switch, it's more like a dimmer switch with a million stops. There's always a little more love available because the love is infinite. Opening our hearts and our minds to a little more love. A allowing ourselves the adventure in consciousness, it means to feel more loved. If you attended this meeting knowing that you were loved both by your physical friends here and your non-physical friends here, would it change your experience? When I feel loved, I smile. When I feel loved, I laugh easily. When I feel loved, I appreciate. We always have the opportunity to bask in the love that is ever coming to us, through us, and as us. Anytime you want to, you can simply relax and breathe and tune into the love that your inner being is always sending, and to the great love that Abraham describes for us on every CD, at every workshop. There is great love here for you. Are you tuning yourself to receive it? Are you willing and open to allow it? Perhaps you'd like to set an intention to feel and know, to perceive and live in being loved more fully, more of the time. That's an intention I'm working with, and I'm seeing remarkable results from it. Expressions of love here, there, and everywhere coming to me on the inside and the outside. Because what we vibrate inside is matched on the outside. And as we vibrate loved, we necessarily receive love and opportunities to love. It's a remarkable universe. There is so much to love, so much to appreciate and enjoy, to bask in and savor. We are blessed with a great deal of love right here in this room already. And I know it will grow in the hours we spend together. I am grateful to be here. I am grateful for each person who's here and each person who listens to this meditation. there is beauty surrounding us, supporting us, and expressing as us, and it is good. So just take a moment and stretch your back and your fingers and your toes and your nose. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back into the room.